A new report by Disability Rights Wisconsin includes a detailed review of the death of 7-year-old Angelica Arndt at a treatment center in Rice Lake in 2006. The clinic was operated by Northwestern Counseling and Guidance. Arndt died of asphyxiation after a male clinic worker lay on top of her for an hour. He was using what's called a prone restraint because Arndt had been lying on the floor kicking her legs in the air. Criminal charges were filed and the worker spent some time in jail, but the report says the state hasn't fulfilled a promise to issue new guidelines restricting the use of all prone restraints. Kit Kirschensteiner is DRW's managing attorney.
Those types of restraints should be clearly spelled out and prohibited, not just for kids, for adults too. We're concentrating this report on children because of where it occurred and how it occurred, but I don't think anyone in the state should be subjected to those kinds of prone, dangerous restraints.
Kirschensteiner says DRW has been working closely with the state to draft new language for state statute which would clarify when what are called prone restraints may be used.
So that it's clearly spelled out that restraint is not treatment and shouldn't be used as treatment and should be used only in those situations where there's imminent risk of harm.
In response to the report, Department of Health Services Secretary Karen Timberlake issued a statement saying the state hasn't issued a blanket moratorium on such restraints because the state doesn't yet have a training assistance plan in place to help clinic staff learn what not to do. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.